There was, I believe, in the 1940s, a set of svarim that began to be published, which are still being published nowadays, called Encyclopedia Talmudit. We have them over there in the top right of the bookshelves. They're still coming out. I think they come out in about two or so volumes a year. They come out. I want to describe the background of that sefer, what I think is the value of that sefer, and some of the controversy or the different opinions about that sefer. And it works in the following way. It was started, I believe, initially, Rav Meir Bar Ilan, one of the sons of the Netziv, started it. The first editor was Rav Zevin. Rav Zevin was a Chabad Chassid, a massive, massive Talmud Chacham, who wrote some unbelievable, unbelievable svarim. That actually, my father got me into it when I was a kid even. Rav Zevin Svarim, unbelievable Svarim. So especially his stories on Parsha. My dad got me into it when I was young, and as I got older, knew Rav Zevin, other Rav Zevin Svarim. Rav Zevin was the first editor of it. What is Encyclopedia Talmudit? So it was an attempt of going through all of the halachic topics that come up in Shas and the like, and to give an encyclopedic overview of that topic, to discuss the primary shitas in the Gemara, to discuss the shitas of different Rishonim and the shitas of different Achronim. And that way, if a person is coming across a particular topic, I think now we're in the letter Chaf, I think. Maybe we're a little bit further now. But if a person wants to be able to go through, so if I want to know about Ein Ma'avir and Al HaMitzvos, or I want to know about Kalim in the world of Tumah and Tara, I have a place that I could look, and it'll give me a nice, thorough, and good overview. They write that in the beginning, the primary goal of the Sefer was actually for Talmidei Chachamim, that sometimes it's hard to find all of the shitas, and it's very helpful to be able to get the background information. That's especially true in some of the more complex areas of Torah, and to have someone, big Talmidei Chachamim, that went through and put things out, that in and of itself is going to be of tremendous value. The Sefer has evolved and changed a bit from its inception. Earlier on, they covered a lot more ground. The original articles were much shorter, focusing on the primary ideas which come up in different sugyas. Over time, it's now gotten to be significantly longer in each section. That's one of the reasons why the first volumes cover lots of topics, and nowadays it can be significantly smaller of going through all there in the Sefer Encyclopedia Talmudit. Part of the goal, Mr. Lubavitcher Rebbe spoke about, we're going to do a little bit, was the goal of the Sefer is to create Yesh Me'yesh and not Yesh Me'ayin. The goal is to summarize shitas that exist. The goal is not to engage in original analysis at all in those svarim. Happens to be the Sefer is also a fascinating Sefer as far as who was involved in it from a hashkafic perspective. It's a Sefer which you have giants from different worlds, from Eretz Yisrael and from Chutz La'aretz, those who are more Tzioni, Rav Zevin a bit, Rav Yehuda Gershuni, to those, some academics, to Rav Rafal Shmulevitz, who played a major role in America, Rav Chazan from Tor V'Das, Zalig Epstein. You have a lot, Rav Zalman Nechemia was for a while, very, very involved, a lot of big Talmidei Chachamim that played a role in Encyclopedia Talmudit. It's an amazing, amazing resource, which is there. If a person wants to research a halakhic topic and want to know what's there, so that's a great place to look. It's not focused on lamdus. It's not focused, the primary goal of giving chakiras and nafkaminas. It's much more informational based. But especially once you've learned the sugya, you want to get background information for where to start and organizing different shitas, it's an amazing, amazing resource, which is there. Why is it safer a little bit? So it happens to be that amongst different Gedolei Torah, there were different perspectives on how they related to it. The article published in Hamayan, a journal that comes out through Yeshivat Shalavim, that spoke about the way Gedolei Yisrael related to Encyclopedia Talmudit. The Gedolei Yisrael that was the most open about his connection to it, aside from those that worked on the Sefer itself, was Lubavitcher Rebbe. Lubavitcher Rebbe, Zevin was a Chabad Chas. Lubavitcher Rebbe quotes Encyclopedia Talmudit at times. The Rebbe understood it's great for both Talmidei Chachamim, that sugyas which you could learn, and you could spend a lot of time learning a sugya, but still, they'll find theirs, get to the tens of Talmidei Chachamim who put it out. They'll find their shitas you weren't aware of, things that were there that a person would not have encountered. Babach Rebbe was a big fan of it for big Talmidei Chachamim. He was also a big fan of it a little bit more for the Hamon Am, that a person wants to be familiar with topics. I have a place that I could look as a resource to be able to look into a particular topic. Why were there some that were opposed to it, or that were opposed to using it in an interesting way? So the Stipler, as one example, the Sefer Kayana de Igrisa, the Stipler had certain hesitations, as did others. It's part of a larger debate. which is how much do we want people to become big in learning through amelas? How much do we want people to become big in learning through learning things on their own with their own analysis, to fight, to work hard, to be able to see what they can discover, and how to relate to a book that gives you all the answers. The guy's quoting Yerushalmi, which he saw in the Bibli Talmudim, but has never looked and opened the Yerushalmi, hasn't fought through a Yerushalmi, and in that sense, there are those who were opposed to it because it almost made Torah a little bit too easy, took away some of the amelas. That may also be part of its greatest asset. It makes Torah a little bit more accessible and for, you know, where to go. But there were those who were opposed for that reason. Some were opposed for hashkafic reasons. It's perhaps who Yad Herzog, some of the money was raised initially through the Mizrahi, and because it, even though again it's an amazing sort of like hashkafic list of who was involved in putting it out, it sometimes has like a schmetz almost of being a little bit more of having money that comes through Zionistic means, and for Zevin was already again a little bit of an in between kind of a figure. But for that reason, there were some that were sort of a little bit less cuddly with it. For that reason, others were opposed to it because it lists all the shitas. But it's not really being machriya, like, and this is what we do, and this is the psak. It sort of just gives you all the information. And for that reason, some were a little bit less comfortable with it. But it certainly is an unbelievable resource, which many, many people will end up using. It's a kind of resource. I'm not sure if you're familiar with this phenomenon so much, where some people, like the Lubavitcher Rebbe, we would say, who is very, very comfortable with his status as a Talmud Chacham, doesn't have a problem quoting Encyclopedia Talmudic. The fact that it's not quoted all the time, or you don't see it being quoted that often, is not necessarily because people aren't using it. Sometimes they do use it, but even though Chazal say Kol Omer Davar B'Shem Omer, maybe Geula La'olam, so sometimes, the process to Geula, as Chazal tells in Yerushalmi, is Kimma, a little bit at a time, and sometimes it's not always attributed where a person finds Mikoros. So you'll find sometimes on bookshelves, people have it, Tekel B'Di Talmudit, and people will often use it, but Lav Dafka, they're going to quote it the whole time, again, because it's just a great collection, there's not a lot of original Torah insights which are there. What's unbelievable about that, I think the Lubavitcher Rebbe even expressed a little bit of hesitation about this point, because there were some real giants who were involved in the writing of it, the real giants of Zalman Nechemia, Zevin, again in America, some real just giants, it's a little bit surprising, it's hard for people like that to be mitzamtzim themselves, to just write shitas, and not to have some of their own analysis there. It's a big challenge. If you have like a real shita in a particular sugya, to write a summary of it and not be able to articulate sort of what exactly the basis is, that requires a little bit of tzimtzum. It also happens to be, and this is the point that Rosenzweig has pointed out, which I think is an important one, with some of these guys, like a person searches on Bar Ilan, or a person looks at, or a person in Encyclopedia Talmudit, they're great at telling you what people do say, but we know that sometimes a lot of significance is also in what people don't say. The silence, the Rambam doesn't talk about something, we gotta figure out, you know, the significance of that, that sometimes it's a summary of things, but the way that they'll summarize, it doesn't always give you the full nuance, it's more about a direction than the full nuance, and sometimes, again, with Encyclopedia Talmudim, the way that it's taken, so it's like any resource, it can be used and it can be wonderful, it can be used and then sometimes the person could use it, think they know more than they do, not really look into things and miss some of the nuance, not be able to get it the same way, but it certainly is great. I believe that there was a grant. I think the goal is to have it all out by 2024. I think I read that, which would require them to really continue to pick up the pace, because I think it started 1940 something and we've gotten about halfway there. So hopefully, I think there's a lot of direction there to help pick up the pace. It is a good safer to be able to have, and it's a good resource to be able to look for sometimes. The different sheet that we've shown him and Achronim him. If you know a sugya, then it's not bad to look at the end. If you're one of those bases of where I look for things, that's great. What's happened with it was in the initial volume, you could sort of like read through the whole sugya a little bit easier. Now it's much more of like an extensive resource encyclopedic work. So it's hard to like go through a whole section. It's more looking for, you know, what you want to look for. But it's like, again, reasons for the mitzvos and dinim. It's an unbelievable resource Encyclopedia Talmudit. Some I think argue I'm not familiar with this enough that it may have been inspired by a talk or a cook gave. I'm able to speak about that a different time, Artsas Harav, about the way of sort of collecting all of Torah and bringing it together. It's part of a larger phenomenon, which is the more that we have new svarim and more Torah which comes out, so
So the harder it is to have mastery over all which is there. If you only had to know a limited amount of Svarim, you wouldn't need works that collect everything. Part of the reason why we need this is that as the proliferation of Kisvei HaKodesh, of more and more Svarim coming out there, having access of people that were able to put it all together, becomes very, very helpful. And in that sense, there's certainly tremendous to Ellis to be aware of Encyclopedia Talmudim.